www.thebrainfarm.org.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. A lot happening, folks, in courthouses in Sanford, Florida, in Boston, Massachusetts. And in the meantime, we've got the NSA leaker, Ed Snowden, who is still trapped looking for a new home. Venezuela may be the spot. They say, you got asylum, brother, if you can get here. But how does he get there from here? Have you changed your mind on Snowden? Is he a traitor, a hero, or just a confused kid? He did us a favor by lifting the veil of what was supposed to be targeted terrorist culling of information. It certainly was anything but that. How about a giant wide net? That makes us angry, doesn't it? So, no matter how you label or portray Snowden or think about him, you can't be thrilled about the overreach of the government. I think most of us are in agreement there. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I got some emails on that. We're going to hit the mailbag on this show. Plus, I didn't want to just be that negative Nancy every single day when I crack open this mic. We got to give people hope, right? At least in a few segments. So, Deborah Schwartz was a successful corporate attorney. She lost her husband to cancer, had two small kids. Somehow, in a different way, she remained a woman on top, and she wrote a book about it to help men and women. What do you do when you're stuck? What do you do when everything is clicking? You know that feeling, right? It's like a cruel joke, right? Everything's clicking. Oh, man, you got the world by the tail. Everything's happening. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's a crash. Death of someone you're close to. Some job thing spirals out of control. Something else horrible happens. And you got to figure out a way back. And then people always say those little sayings to you. Time heals everything. It'll be all right. Put one foot in front of the other. Oh, there's like 100 of them, isn't there? And you just think, oh, if only I didn't have to talk to people and they didn't have to say those things to me. And then the amazing thing is, you come out on the other side bigger, badder, and stronger. So anyway, she talks about that. That's coming up in our next segment, as a matter of fact. Also in this hour, we can count. It's about the numbers at the tail end of the hour. Looking at the numbers sometimes that just don't add up. And in the meantime, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do it at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or through the miracle of chat, go to americatonight.net. Our fine pals over at Pal Talk, you can chat away or send me an email, americatonight.net. americatonight.net. You know, interesting that people will always pump, especially talk show hosts, they will always pump their Facebook pages, and Twitter couldn't be bigger. People are tweeting out, stories are being broken on Twitter. I mean, it is a viable form of communication. In fact, more viable than Facebook. And Facebook has lost, since May, Facebook has lost 6 million friends. 6 million people have dropped off of Facebook. So is Facebook passé? Are people not Facebooking anymore? Are they tweeting? Is it all about 140 characters? Isn't that what it is, 140 characters? It does teach you to talk and get to the point quicker, doesn't it? If you have long-winded friends, then you want to be hooked up to Twitter. And you want to make sure that they have your account, and that's how you communicate. You know the guy that you love? He's your pal, and he tells you the story, the same story, over and over and over again, and you just don't have the heart to say, boy, I've heard that story, and it gets longer and longer every single time. That's the person you need to teach about technology and you need to show them the light when it comes to Twitter, because you'll be a lot happier. The point, they'll get to the point a lot quicker because they'll get cut off. You can't tweet if you can't talk in a very short, succinct way. This is a crazy story that I'm going to just touch on at the top, because partially because I've always lived near trains. I think I've mentioned that on the show. I didn't realize that till, I don't know, maybe about a year ago. I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I've lived so many places, and every place that I've lived, there's been a train somewhere not too far away. Some sort of rails, whatever it was. I grew up with a thing called the speed line, the hum of the speed line in the background from New Jersey to, went all the way to Philadelphia and New Jersey towns. It was really fun to ride. Then I lived in Nebraska, and the trains, the cargo trains would barrel through, you know, the train tracks. I live in an area now where they have train tracks and rail crossings all over the place. And every single place, even in California where I live, there was a railroad close by. That's my long-winded story. Getting to this one, the head of the railway, whose runaway train devastated a small Quebec town, is casting a little bit of a problem, a doubt on his engineer's story. As he arrived to face people screaming and yelling, there was insults from survivors, lots of harsh questions. Edward Burkhart said the engineer had been suspended without pay and faces a criminal investigation by the Canadian folks. The engineer reported to railroad managers that he set 11 handbrakes on the train cars before they broke away from their engines. But now they're saying, the head of the railroad is saying, I think it's questionable whether he did. Our general feeling is now that it is not true. The train I'm talking about is the Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railway. A 73-car train derailed in the center of a town early on Saturday. Tank cars full of oil exploded and burned. Quebec provincial authorities found 20 bodies, 30 are missing, 30 more are missing, so they're looking at least 50 is what they're saying. And they say those that are still missing might have been vaporized because of the inferno. Vaporized, can you imagine? And the railway cars are all over the place. This is a town of 6,000 people, still smoldering. It's all cordoned off. The Canadian Red Cross is on hand. 2,000 people had to leave their homes. This is not good. I mean, this is the movie, The Runaway Train, but it's your worst nightmare. Fire crews had to stop spraying down the wreckage because they needed it to be preserved as evidence, and they were just trying to do that. They say it's a criminal act might have been contributed to the train crash. Ooh, this is awful. And then this is a town where tourists show up. So the mayor is so worried about that because can they afford to lose money? And they're urging the tourists to still come and visit. They get like 300,000 people that visit between May and October every single year. Boy, that is scary, scary stuff. And if you see the photos of it, it is exactly what you picture, just cars. It looks like somebody just threw a bunch of rail cars in all different directions. It's awful, awful, awful. Deborah Schwartz, she's next.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Joining us now is Deborah Schwartz. She's a reformed attorney, an attorney who's grateful that she is an attorney, and now she is venturing into a great world. She's got a brand new book out, and we're going to jaw with her in a couple of different directions. Deborah, what's it been like for you as somebody who's kind of been on this cool whirlwind ride with a book?
It's really been so much fun. You know, I was a corporate lawyer for 18 years, a healthcare lawyer, and now I spent a year writing the book, and this is just so much fun. And to have people, you know, they contact you and tell you their reactions and their feelings, and it's wonderful. It's reaching out to people, and I love it.
Yeah, so when you decided, what was it that, why'd you decide to put it all in the pages? Why'd you decide to pull a book together? Was everybody telling you that, hey, you got a story to tell, so why not do one of those woman on top books? And I love, that's the title, it's perfect. What made you decide, okay, I'm putting this down now, finally?
You know, that's a great question, because I've met so many people in the last few months who say to me, I have a book inside me and a story, but I never write it. I've thought about it for 8 years, so why did you write it? And it's funny, because I stopped being a lawyer about 2 years ago, and then I went to Africa, and I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And I came back, and I went, okay, now I've done that. Now I'm ready to write the story. And, you know, the story starts that my husband died when I was 35, and it's been an incredible ride since, both good and bad. And I felt like I wanted to inspire women. I wanted to inspire men. I had a message, and I wanted to provoke. And I thought I had something important to say to them. And so that's why I wrote the book.
Yeah, what do you think people will take, or what do you hope people will take away from your book? The one, like, give me the three nuggets that you hope people will take away from it.
Okay, one is that I think in the book there are a number of forks in the road that you come to. You know, if you read it and you go, what would I do in that situation? And I think people should think about it. And what I've received from people are comments like that I've been there and I wish I had made another choice. And I wanted to provoke people to think about situations like that. I also wanted to write about what it's like when you're a single woman and you feel somewhat vulnerable. And, you know, my ride was being confronted by very wealthy people, men specifically, which is very intoxicating at first. And that rather relying on somebody else, you know, that you rely on yourself. And then you get the strength to make the right decision. And that's what climbing a mountain did for me. You know, you don't have to climb a mountain. You do something. And I guess the final thing is that rather than relying on other people, really look within yourself. And so that if you're digging a hole, stop digging and start making the right decisions.
Yeah. We're speaking with Deborah Schwartz. Her new book is called Woman on Top. It's based on her own life, from losing a husband to cancer to falling for a wealthy Wall Street exec and living, as she's just talking about there, in the lap of luxury at a very, very high cost. It's tough to go through losing a spouse, isn't it?
Yes, that was, I actually got married when I was 22, and it was devastating. He was a physician, and we had a good marriage. And yes, it was devastating. He died of cancer. And when he died, I had a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old. And, you know, I was living in Connecticut in the suburbs and surrounded by couples, and it was really difficult.
Yeah. What would you tell people? Because lots of people listening to us now across America, sadly, are faced with similar things. And when that happens, I think you feel kind of a weight on your chest. And then people tell you, oh, it'll get better. And eventually the sun does come back out again the next day and you had young children. What did you do? Did you just, you know, day after day, just keep putting one foot in front of the other? How'd you make it through that?
I think you got it exactly. In other words, I think there is a period where you sit on the couch and go, you know, how awful. But you take baby steps, and baby steps lead to bigger steps. And, you know, when you look at two young kids, you go, they already lost their father. They don't deserve this. But I think no matter what somebody confronts in life, that it's so important that you realize, okay, today you don't have to go out and run a marathon to make yourself feel better. Do something. Get off the couch and go do something. And each time you meet somebody, you talk to somebody, and you get encouraged and you keep going, and the momentum continues. And eventually you're back in the world of life.
Yeah, what are, you know, in talking about you're a corporate attorney and all these different hurdles that you jumped over that you thought were obstacles but actually became opportunities, didn't they?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I don't regret being an attorney. I had a very interesting job, and it certainly taught me a lot, and I felt very strong and empowered. And so I think that's crucial for women, especially to feel this wonderful strength within, so that, you know, I think it's important that you can deal with whatever comes down in front of you. I mean, who knows what the world's going to bring you, but you don't want to feel compromised. You want to feel like you have the strength to keep going. And that's what climbing a mountain was, keep going.
Yeah. It's tough when you make life choices, and making life choices you can live with. What are some things, what are three things to keep in mind that you could tell people when they're faced with a decision that could change the course of your life? And who hasn't gone through that?
Well, the first one is, you know, it's funny because people are very judgmental of themselves. And I think they have to understand there are no perfect answers. People make mistakes all the time. So make a mistake, then don't be judgmental and too hard on yourself. Because usually hopefully you haven't made an irreversible mistake. Don't do something damaging. Then your judgment may have been off, then reverse it. Make another choice. So there are no perfect answers, but do something, then take the strength to move on. The other is that when you're making choices, it really does have to come from you, that it's great to have wonderful friends and have them weigh in, but you're the one who has to live with the decision, and it's important it does come from you. And so how does it come from you? You have to have the strength to make that decision, and it's really important to push your boundaries so that you feel strong enough to do it.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that. How much should we weigh money or anything with financial implications that could carry into your decision on what to do? How important is the money question, I guess?
Well, if you're talking about dating or you're talking about a job.
That's very good because it can make a difference.
That's what my book's about.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I'm not gonna say anything about, you know, you want a job, and people always look just so that they can support their families. If you're talking about money weighing into, you know, being seduced by money, you know, that's what the book about is, judging someone by what is in their heart and their head, not by what's in their wallet.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about choices and what people do. If you ignore your bad choices, can't this cause serious big time damage down the road? I've seen this time and time again.
I think so. I think honestly that, you know, at what point do you wake up when you're 65, when you're 95 and you go, why didn't I do it differently? You know, time goes by and you don't want to have regrets like that. And if you're able to, I mean, some people can't get out of a job or can't, you know, if the market's bad, whatever. But if you have the options, why look back and go, why didn't I do something else? Why didn't I try and make the most out of my life? So that you're not looking back with regrets like that.
Yeah. The book, again, we're talking about Woman on Top and what happens, you're on top. What happens if you're on top? I mean, here's a great question. Here's the $64 million question. What happens to the woman who's on top and suddenly she falls off the top, you know, with a relationship, security, so-called security, because really is there security? What happens when that all crumbles? How do you get back up?
You know, it happens all the time. I mean, that's the thing. If you think about 50% of marriages break up, how many people have contacted me about the book and said, I was in that relationship. I did that. But I moved on and now I found a good one. And so you know that cliche, it's not how you fall down, it's how you pick yourself up, dust yourself off and move on. That's the crucial element, is everybody falls down. Do it, then move on.
Yeah, and it's realizing if you look around. Somebody told me one time, you'll appreciate this, it was a group of pretty successful women with children, some with not, you know, different things that happened in their lives. But somebody told me one time, when you don't know the person across the room, trust me, if everybody put their problems on the table, none of us would want any of the other person's problems.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
If people were honest about their, you know, when you talk to them and meet them, what's going on in their lives, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so true. It's hard to do that for a lot of people. All right, Deborah Schwartz, great stuff. Woman on Top, pick up the book. It's a great read. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Deborah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy healthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We don't want this issue to disrupt our important and broad relationship with Russia, but that we believe that there is firm legal justification through cooperation along the usual law enforcement channels for his expulsion from Russia and return to the United States.
All right, that's Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Jay Carney referring to Snowden. Asylum if you can get it, sucker, but how do you get here from there? As I said before, he's got to figure out a way to navigate or circumvent United States airspace, and that's going to look pretty hard. The hardest part is doing that. How do you find a route to that freedom from that airport in Moscow? He's been there. Do you believe it's been this long? He's been there since June 23rd. So the U.S. is putting the pressure on to deny airspace rights for any plane carrying him, because he's got espionage charges hanging over his head for the dump of classified info on telephone and internet surveillance initiatives in America. And then plus all the other stuff that's out there is just humiliating the NSA. All of the top secret NSA programs, boom, done, all revealed. Russian President Vladimir Putin is pushing Snowden out the door, urging him to leave as soon as possible. And Venezuela says, come on down. We are ready for you. We will give you that asylum, but it's going to be really tough to find his way around. Although Obama said a couple of weeks ago that, listen, I don't care that, you know, this 29-year-old hacker, I'm not going to scramble jets to go after a hacker. So if he's really sticking to that, are they scrambling jets to land a plane? I still think they would. There's no way that they're going to get permission to fly through their United States airspace. And then anyone else's airspace close to the United States. Now, there would be, the one thing that could happen is he could get a private lift somewhere. If there is a wealthy supporter of Snowden's, they could give him a lift. It's cost a fortune, but if they were willing to pony up for it, they could do it. So one of those Gulfstream babies, they could absolutely be navigated around U.S. airspace. And WikiLeaks has some big, big donors and some powerful friends. So maybe Julian Assange, who's really come out waving the flag, does something. Maybe he pushes somebody and they let the purse strings go, and he's got that private lift that he needs to get out of Moscow. But it wouldn't be cheap. Moscow to Caracas. You want to even just take a guess as to what that is? $134,000 and change. All right, I always promise that we're going to go to the mailbag. That's why I implore you, if you have something to say, hit us up through the miracle of the Internet. Send me your best shot at AmericaTonight.net. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Scotty T. Scotty T says, hey, Katie D and America Tonight listeners, I'm kind of tired of this Snowden storyline, and I bet other people, even if they're supportive of him, are tired of the same thing droning on and on. Even if Americans, or many Americans, believe he did the right thing by telling us what was happening and that we were definitely officially being spied on, it's not going to matter if he's tried for espionage. He's going to go away. Maybe for 20 years. So in the end, was it really worth it? If you're Snowden, do you think that's a heavy price to pay, Kate? I think it's a very heavy price to pay. And that's it. People will back you, wave the flag, go on talk shows, say how the government is creepy and getting creepier and they're spying on us, and all valid points. But Snowden gets nothing out of that. He's not getting a pass from the U.S. So he gets his 15 minutes of fame. He makes his point about what's happening at the NSA, and you never know in the spy game what's happening, and so we need to pay closer attention. And then he humiliated the NSA, and because he humiliated the NSA, it's even that much bigger of a chance that he would get put away and snatched as soon as they could possibly get their hands on him. But if he's in a private plane, that's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to find that plane, most likely. They're not going to be able to do that. Here's one from Brad who says, America Tonight. Kate, I know you say nooks and crannies and people, no matter what their political bent is. I got to tell you, I'm an independent. I'm an independent because I've seen things I don't like, for sure, that the Democrats do, and I was a Republican, but then I saw a few things I didn't like with the Republicans, so I thought best to be independent, even if I mostly vote for Republicans. What do you think of that? Well, bravo. It sounds like you're paying attention, and you don't like either party, and you'd rather take that lane where you can pick the candidate. The thing is, you don't get to do the primaries, which that can be big. Primaries in a hotly contested presidential election year, for example, that would be a good example. So you'd miss out on that. But in other ways, you vote for who you think the right candidate is, and you're paying close attention. And yeah, definitely, yeah, absolutely. To be an independent is not a bad move. Here's one from Joe, listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Joe has this to say. He says, Kate, I wish somebody, sorry to say, would take out Jokar Tsarnaev and wipe the smirk off his face. How dare he turn around to a woman whose both sons, her two sons, lost their legs. It is sad and it is sick that anyone would even dare to embrace them. Well, you know, it's interesting, should you say that, there was a small group of people who showed up at the courthouse in South Boston to show support for Jokar Tsarnaev, or Jahar Tsarnaev. I think that's what they're calling him now, because he was in court for his first public hearing. And we know now, you know, what he's charged with. He's charged with a whole bunch of counts. And I think it'll be tough to even get close to anything with this. But he's been charged with, like, 30 counts. And the counts, of course, that we're talking about the fact that four people ultimately were killed and more than 260 were wounded. And this was kind of a day where they could stare him down, look him in the face, and see him for themselves. Even they had seen pictures or videotape or, you know, whatever. They could see Jahar now face to face and get a sense of him, I guess. But he does have a band of people supporting him. People who are out there with signs that say, "Free Jahar," and other signs that say, "Justice for Jahar." But I don't see anything to give him any kind of wiggle room, frankly, to get out of the charges that he's facing. And he's being charged with a serious one, a weapon of mass destruction. Weapon of mass destruction. Hal says Jahar needs to stay behind bars. I don't know if I were a parent who lost a child that I would want to be in that courthouse. It would be a question, Kate, that I would wrestle with, and maybe it would be better that I were in the courthouse, because then it would become very real. And then there would be nothing to fear. True, well, there's nothing to fear with him in custody, and he pleads not guilty, but that's not a surprise. Of course, he's going to plead not guilty. Can you imagine being the public defender that gets assigned to him? Oh, that would be nightmarish, I think, especially if you had any kind of strong feelings. Here's one from John listening to us in Arcadia, Florida, WFLN. Woohoo! A new affiliate as of a month ago. He says, "Did you see this cockamamie nonsense, Kate? I know you collect these kind of stories about Sam Adams beer getting rid of the God reference from the Declaration of Independence. What's up with that? Yeah, you know, this politically correct world that we're driven in, references to God, for the most part, are ixnayed, unless you're talking about a church function. But there's a lot of controversy over this one. Why name a beer after Sam Adams? Why do that? Quoting the Declaration of Independence. But they pulled out any reference to God. They decided not to do that. And they did that. They pulled everything that they could out. The company issued a statement saying that it was an intentional omission and said that the decision is in line with industry guidelines." You know those guidelines are? Just make more money and don't insult people. And they're fearful of any kind of an insult. So go figure. That in itself could be dangerous. Let's put it that way. You know, think about it. Think about the protesting. Odd. Sam Adams beer. Not my particular brand, but the fact that they succumb to the pressure, that's too bad. Why can't they put what they want on their bottle, for goodness sake? I'm collecting numbers, and I'm going to let you see them coming up here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Rusty the Red Panda, who was all over the internet on June 24th when he escaped his exhibit Tops We Can Count. This was at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Zookeepers returned the healthy runaway panda to his enclosure. When he came back, he was munching on fruit and bamboo and getting reacquainted with his old roommate, Shama. What they did in D.C. was very strange. He escaped because of the tall stalks of bamboo. Like, they didn't realize that at the zoo. Isn't that brutal? Oh, the red panda. Look, of course, he just climbs right over. Because he has something to climb on, you dummies. I put him right over the top of the exhibit. And he made his way to a D.C. neighborhood about a mile away from the zoo, where they found him strolling on a sidewalk. And they alerted the zoo, and see, this shows you the power of the characters wrapped together. Somebody tweeted it to them, and they were able to go and get the panda, the red panda. So crazy, isn't it, that he escaped, that they found him, that somebody saw him walking in the neighborhood. Hey, that special red panda, he's right behind my garbage can. Can somebody come and get him? We don't know what to do. Please help us. He's very cute. Very, 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 very cute. More on the happy news department. If you're Matt Stafford and you play as the quarterback for the Detroit Lions, when your team offers you $53 million, a three-year extension with the Lions to stay under contract for $76.5 million over the next five seasons, you are happy. You do your happy dance. Woohoo! That's good. He doesn't have to worry about, is he there, is he not going to go, all that kind of stuff that makes players crazy. Because then they get wrapped up in the storyline. So he's staying. They're paying him. And that is a very, very good ending for Detroit Lions fans. Because 2011, the kid showed a lot of heart and a lot of game. And if he bounces back to that now with a running game with Reggie Bush, then all is well. And I think he does. I think he does bounce back. Detroit bounces back. He bounces back. And it turns out to be a good deal for everyone all the way around. Apple, guilty of e-book price conspiracy. Did you know that? Yep. It's sad. It's true. They might have conspired to raise e-book prices. You know, these books are priced all over the map. They're kind of cockamamie how they price them. But the ebook publishers had issues with CBS had issues with HarperCollins, and they settled and didn't go to trial. Apple held out, and the U.S. Department of Justice brought a civil antitrust suit against the company. The Department of Justice says that Apple and the publishers engaged in a conspiracy to team up against Amazon and fix the price of ebooks. Ooh, fixing the price of ebooks? It's great when you're a consumer, isn't it? You think that they're just doing right by you. Ooh, look at this piece of machinery. This is amazing. And then you find out you got ripped off. You had absolutely no idea. No idea. And that was the case. That was the case there for sure. All right, a couple more of these numbers games things. As I said, there's, you know, everything revolving around us has numbers in it to some extent. And we gave you a few of them, kind of hopscotching on a couple of different topics. Different topics from, you know, whether or not we are talking about the red panda or we're bouncing back and talking about conspiracy with Apple. This perhaps is the, I think, weakest attempt at getting somebody's attention in the Tour de France. You hear about this story about urine being thrown at a very famous Tour rider when he went by, and you think of the beautiful scenery in the Tour. So the Tour de France, still one of the few prestigious events where spectators can almost reach out and touch the riders or throw urine on them, as Mark Cavendish found out on Wednesday. He was absolved basically any wrongdoing following a collision with Tom Wheeler just 24 hours earlier, and was the target of an angry fan as he rode through the 33 kilometers between Mount Saint Michel in Normandy and across the border, where they left from. So cycling fans are very much split over Cavendish, with some unimpressed by his perceived arrogance and large ego, who others love, because they love his insatiable desire to win. See, there's always two sides to the coin. So he was doused by an irate spectator during an interview with urine. Not the first one to be in that situation. In 1975, Eddie Merckx was punched in the kidneys during his quest to claim a sixth tour title, while Lance Armstrong was given bodyguards in 2004 after being subjected to death threats as well. So much history. You know, I like the Tour de France, but after the whole Lance thing, it kind of lost its lore for me. After the whole, and not just Lance, but so many others, but the fact that he finally talked about it in the beginning in January and then went from there, and, you know, the story just gets worse. He's being sued by everybody and anyone for like $500 million. All right, you know that I'm a freak for what the temperature is. Not a freak for it, but I just find it fascinating when we're talking about degrees like in the hundreds. So Death Valley, 134 degrees. 100 years ago, Death Valley set that scorching record. And you can see it. They hang it up all over the place. There's like a little placard for that Death Valley thing that happened in 1913. Hottest known temperature. And we say known because who knows what it's been all time when they weren't even keeping records. So since it happened 100 years ago, they still celebrate it. About 140 people showed up to the anniversary. They listened to weather experts talk about it at the Furnace Creek Visitor Center and Museum. Clever, who never named that Furnace Creek, get it? And they hang out in the desert and learn about what caused Death Valley to get that hot. However, I have to say, if I go to Death Valley, I have been there. I've been there several times. Go through it. If I've been at Death Valley and it's 100-some degrees, I am seeing Death Valley in my rearview mirror. I can't go to the furnace and hang out and listen to a conversation unless they blast the air so cold that I become like a popsicle and I'm just frozen. See, it's like we have temperatures, right? You have people that like to be cold, and you have people that like to be hot. They just do. They don't mind it, or they don't mind the hot weather. And me, oh, cold weather anytime, any day. You can put on layers. Hot weather? No. Because it's uncomfortable. It's tough. Even if you're in great shape, if you're moving around, whatever, you still, it's really tough to deal with the hot, hot, hot. You just cannot, I don't care if you're 20 to somewhere in between up to 70. You just can't move around, I think, as comfortably. And in California, in the desert, they get those high temperatures, definitely. Palm Springs, too. I've been in Palm Springs where I feel like the place is just going to explode right off the map a couple of summers ago. Boy, that would be a sight, wouldn't it? That's something to think about, folks. You never know what you're going to get here on America Tonight.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.